know without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood.
Yeah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, we come to you this morning with a heart of gratitude. Lord God, as we partake, as we sup with you this morning, I just want to say thank you for your divine ability. Thank you, Lord God, for each and every born again, spirit filled, blood bought, blood redeemed believer this morning. Good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning, Dr. Erica. Good morning, Jesus believers all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for sending us a Savior.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you for laying down your life willingly for us. Thank you, Lord God. Glory. Hallelujah. It's a good day.
Yes.
It's a good day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. All hearts and minds clear and focused on Jesus. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, thank you, Lord, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Blessed Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Okay. I got a word this morning, if you want me to go ahead with it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to just start out with some facts. And if you just bear with me, you'll see where I'm going. God the Father's dwelling place is heaven. One thing the Spirit said to me is that God doesn't have to leave heaven to do anything. Anything. He can do it from right there. All he got to do is speak, think, point, whatever. Breathe.
Yes. Yes.
He doesn't have to leave heaven. God can appear as an angel or however he chooses to appear. John 1:18 says, no man has seen God. Exodus 33:20, God says, for there shall no man see me and live. Moses in verse 18 of Exodus 33 asked, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. What Moses wanted to see was his person. He had been seeing his glory. He wanted to see his person.
Mm-hmm.
Moses and the people were accustomed to seeing the glory in a pillar of a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, Exodus 13:21. And we know God talked with Moses in the tabernacle in the pillar of a cloud, Exodus 33:9. The Lord would descend upon a mountain of God in smoke and fire, and the earth would quake just to speak to Moses. And the Lord spoke to Moses, the Bible says, Exodus 33:11, face to face.
Mm-hmm.
But yet Moses never saw his face.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Moses saw is just my opinion. was an angel. God appeared as an angel. But Moses had an up-close and personal relationship with God. The Lord spake unto Moses face to face, the Bible says in 33:11, Exodus, as a man speaks to a friend. Now Moses was special to the Lord God, yet Moses was still a servant. Moses wanted to experience God in a deeper way, but because our Father is so powerful, he could not allow it. He hid Moses in the cleft of a rock while he passed by and only allowed him to see his back parts. That's Exodus 33:18 through 23. Now, God is so great that just to hear him would be a terror. And, you know, it's because, first of all, God is not a man. Numbers 23 and 19. So we should stop seeing God as a man. God is a spirit.
Hallelujah.
So I want to show you God, as the Bible calls him, great and terrible.
Yes.
So we'll start with the definition of terrible. And there are several, but the one that I like is solemn awe and reverence.
Yes.
Now in Hebrew 12 and 28, we read, wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Mm-hmm. For our God is a consuming fire.
Yeah.
Now, we see God here as a consuming fire. Nehemiah referred to God, the God of heaven, as great and terrible. And he did so three times in the book of Nehemiah. And it's in other places in the Bible as well. The power that is the Almighty is just that, great and powerful. When the glory of God consumed a mountain with fire and smoke that reached up to heaven, it wasn't burned up. Now, that'll cause anybody to, that'll strike a little fear in the hearts of anybody, because you know what fire does. It consumes. And also, the earth would quake. Now, you might think the earthquake was just the earthquake if you had ever experienced the earthquake in that day. But they all happened simultaneously as his glory descended upon the mountain, and it caused dread, and the people were afraid. That's why they never wanted to go up to the mountain. They always wanted to send Moses. They were afraid. And when Korah incited the people against Moses and Aaron, Moses told him that what you're doing is not against me, it's against the Lord. But see, they thought they knew so much that they could do what Moses was doing, but they didn't know enough to know that what Moses instructed them to do was wrong. And they did it anyway, put strange fire in those censers, and they were consumed. You have to be careful how you approach the God of heaven. So neither were meant to make the people afraid, but God wanted to cause them to honor him, to reverence him, and to obey him as their God. So we need to stop seeing God as a man or a spirit the size of a man, and start seeing him as great and terrible and a consuming fire. This is how he made himself known to the people.
Yes.
So for God is not limited by the human mind. He's so much bigger than what you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
He's so great that his voice is like thunder. How big would one have to be to have a voice that sounds like thunder?
Wow.
Can't imagine. No, you can't imagine. God's voice thundered. And to hear anything other than thunder, you heard it by the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew 3:16 through 17, an example. On the day of Jesus' baptism, the heavens opened, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Everybody that was there heard it. It may have even been heard around the world, because God wanted everybody to hear and know that this was his Son.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, the Holy Spirit came unto man by Jesus Christ, that all should hear and know Jesus, the Son of God.
Yes.
But it was on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit was given unto man, Acts 2:2-4. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So again, stop seeing God as a man or one in the figure of a man.
Mm-hmm.
He's great and terrible with a voice that thunders. God thundered in the Old Testament as he wanted the people to know him as their God, the one true and living God, something all these other gods' names could not do.
Mm-hmm.
But we now come to the New Testament, and it's all about Jesus, God's only Son.
Yes.
No more voice of thunder. It's all about Jesus. There are two exceptions to that thundering voice. And one is in the book of Revelation. And it's the voice of our Lord and Savior that we are to hear as he heard from the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first exception was hearing the hour was when he was nearing the hour of his crucifixion, John 12.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said in verse 27, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Then God spoke from heaven. Now, there was a feast going on, so there were many people present, including Judas. Yet, when God spoke, not all heard the same thing. Some said an angel spoke to Jesus, while others said it thundered. So why didn't everybody hear the voice of the angel? It was not given to others that everybody should hear. As the Bible said in verse 9, that not all the people were there for Jesus' sake, but were there to see Lazarus, who was raised from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
The only other place in the New Testament where the voice of God thunders is in the book of Revelation. Like I said, the New Testament is all about his son. The old God wanted people to know him as their God. But now, with Jesus' birth, his death and resurrection, we've been bought with a price. We belong to Jesus. Now, the part of God that evokes fear and dread, the part known as great and terrible, was diminished in Jesus because Jesus was God. He came here in a diminished capacity for us. He took on flesh and blood. The Father didn't want that we should experience that part of him after the birth of his son. He wanted us to get to know Jesus. He wanted us to feel the love that he had for us. He didn't want to strike fear and dread in our hearts. He wanted to shed that love that is his son abroad in our hearts. That's why he sent his son, to establish a way for us to come into his presence without the fear of death. Because in the Old Testament, if you came wrong, you died.
Yes.
But now the veil has come down, and we can come to Jesus, who is God, as we are, and be accepted by him and be accepted by the Father, because we are seen of the Father as in Christ. Now, we know the power of God Almighty, as it's written in the Old Testament. Just powerful, just awesome God. But do you really know it? Know him in all that power? No, because our limited way of thinking doesn't allow us to know the fullness of who God is. And the purpose of this lesson is to publish in your hearts how great God is apart from that which is written. See God as bigger than you know or think you know. He's so much greater than that. So as you see him as great and terrible, know that he's bigger than that.
Yes.
He's more, he's bigger, and he's greater. Our body, our spirit, and the vast knowledge of the totality of the Father. We cannot withstand all of that knowledge. So we are limited. I'm not even sure as a spirit when we go to heaven that we're going to know all of that knowledge. And I say that because Lucifer, as an anointed cherub, he knew a lot, but apparently he did not know enough to keep him from rebelling in heaven. He thought he knew it all, apparently, but he saw how wrong he was, because we all know what happened with Lucifer. So we say that God is omniscient, which is all-knowing, omnipresent, which is everywhere at the same time, and omnipotent, which is all-powerful. I think it'll do us better if we just say the meanings. He's all-knowing, he's everywhere at the same time, and he's all-powerful, because those words to me don't express just how big God is.
Mm-hmm.
He's all-knowing. He's everywhere at the same time. And he's all-powerful. We say it, but do you really believe it? He's great and terrible. He's a consuming fire. He's limitless.
Yes.
He is our all in all. He's big.
Yeah.
So in the words that Dr. Erica used to say in one of the lessons she taught, do God big, because I promise you, he's bigger than that. He's bigger than you could possibly imagine. So stop seeing God as a man or a spirit with the shape of a man. We don't know the form that God has. What we know is that God is a spirit. Don't limit him to a shape or a form from your own imagination, because he is so much bigger than that.
Woo.
Amen.
Woo.
Oh, goodness. He's so much bigger, and we don't know his form. We want to see him as a man because we saw Jesus come as a man. Not so. We don't know the form Jesus had before he took on flesh and blood. We only know that he was a spirit. My first encounter seeing God's glory was seeing power. And even then, I didn't get the depth of what I was actually seeing. But I know it was power because I saw a sphere, a round ball with lightnings coursing all the way through it, just lightning steady going on. So I saw power, but I still didn't get it. We all need to get that. He is all-powerful, and we don't know his shape or his form, but we do know that he is God and he is a spirit. So don't apply a shape to him. Let him be God. Let him be limitless.
Hallelujah. Minister, I want to add something to what you said. But it was part of it. It caught my attention when you said it. Back in the 50s, there was a man named William Branham. And William Branham was from Kentucky. He was born poor. And when they baptized William Branham, it's on the internet somewhere. But when they baptized him, it's on there because William Branham had one of the greatest gifts, a word of knowledge that ever existed, and other things too. But this is the point. When William Branham was baptized in the Kentucky River, or one of them rivers in Kentucky, God spoke from heaven and said,
Jesus.
The same words he said over Jesus. He said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him.
Jesus.
And William Branham, most of the times when they show him on the internet, he would preach and the glow would form over his head. It was so apparent that they could take pictures of it. And a lot of times when they show him in pictures, you can actually see that sphere you were talking about over his head and lit up. And when people would come to his meetings, he would say, oh, yeah, you came from blah, 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 and you're here because of blah, 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 blah. And God is going to heal that right now. So it's interesting that God gave you this message. And you see, William Branham was so anointed that he died. And he suffered. Boy, did he suffer. I mean, suffer. And so as you were teaching, and I was thinking, and he's bigger than that too. He's bigger than what he had on William Branham. He's bigger than what he had on Oral Roberts. He's bigger than what he had on T.L. Osborne. He's bigger than what he had on Maria Woodworth Etter. He's bigger than what he had on the lady with Angelus Temple. He's Amy Simple McPherson. He's bigger than what he had on Catherine Coleman. And he's bigger, bigger, bigger.
Jesus.
Then all of that combined, what he has on us, what he has on you, but we won't take it. We won't use it. And that coincides right with that, what that angel told me today. I can't teach it today because your message, he already taught today. And your message coincides with yesterday, today, and what I'm going to teach tomorrow. Remember yesterday, Joe?
Yeah, I remember because I'm laying there saying, she teaching my message. Oh, goodness.
You see, what people got to understand, it's only one Holy Spirit. And we all drinking out the same cup.
Mm.
Okay? And William Branham still got churches today, but they tried to turn him into a god. You know what I mean? They tried to turn him into a god. And God took him on out of here. Took him
Jesus.
So God is big. Job 11:7 from yesterday. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? Unto perfection. Mm. Brothers and sisters, we are flowing. We are flowing in the Holy Ghost. It ain't but one Holy Ghost. And when you are full of the Holy Ghost, walking in the wisdom and knowledge of God, you got the same message. The delivery might be different, but it's the same message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God wants you to know the bigness of him and get rid of that small image you done made up in your own mind. You close it out. That's it for this morning, Minister Hill.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the word made flesh,
yes,
and for revelation knowledge. You're bigger,
yes,
than we could ever truly imagine, because we are limited, but you are not. Glory, hallelujah. All praise be to God who sits high and looks low. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you this morning.
Lord, I thank you.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
and Dr. Erica's word, do God big, because he's big and he's bigger than that.
And he's bigger than
Amen.
That. Oh, man. Here you go. See y'all tomorrow.
Yo, we're just there for doing Tando Life and Vegas. See me?
I gotta slow down. Stop for a second. Take a look around. And I gotta take I want
demons out that make people think small. I started with those self-deprecating spirits, but God is just great, great, great. Especially, I'm so proud of this ministry because we are flowing. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all.
Yo, we're just there for Do It and Do Life, baby. You see me?
I gotta slow down. Stop for a second, take a look around. And I gotta take time to hear that little voice inside saying I came to give you life, to spread your wings and fly. I got a secret to share. You are enough to change the atmosphere. So go and do life big, big. I wanna do life big.
Jesus' name.